citizen, a soldier. I am the guardian of America, armed and free. We threw off the king and his taxation's yoke. Ragtag militiamen, just ordinary folk in search of liberty. We learned our lessons well, how the people can arise, take up their guns and stand against a tyrant's lies, and win a life that's free. And we knew there always must be Minutemen, and we wrote our laws to guarantee. For we knew it will always be the citizen who is the guardian of America, armed and free.
Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Free speech and free press, and the right to assemble, those dangerous freedoms that make bureaucrats tremble. A blessing for the citizens, for the masters, a curse without the second. What good is the first? Right of the people to be secure in their places from warrantless raiders with masks on their faces means little or nothing without threat of force. Without the second, what good is the fourth? A public trial by an impartial jury, guilt or innocence, judged in a hurry. The right to know with what charges you're fixed. Without the second, what good is the sixth? A disarmed population can be brought to its knees. No one can resist as tyrants do as they please. These Bill of Rights freedoms with which we are blessed. Without the second, what good are the rest? Children, to one who fought and won a future based on freedom, with a vision and a gun and a mind that's free. The time is surely coming when among you there will rise those who will want to rule you and have a plan to guide your lives and possibilities. They will seek to take your freedom in the name of security. They'll use your fear and danger to get you to agree to give your rights away. They'll first disarm the weakest, your minorities and poor, hoping most will not object to what the rest endure and the price they pay. Then they'll claim that they'll protect you and they alone can keep you free if you just give up the weapons that you no longer need. And you'll turn in your guns and think your future is secure. And then there comes that knock upon your door. So I swear there always must be Minutemen, men and women who cry, I will live free. And it will always be the citizens who are the guardians of America, armed and free.
are the guardians of America, armed and free.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm your host, Pastor and Commander Dan. Today is the 6th day of May, year 2018, which is the 17th day of Ziv, Z-I-V, in the Hebrew calendar. And it also means we have 19 days until the day of Pentecost. We've entitled today's program, Phil's Rant. We will ask that callers please hold off making any calls until such time as Phil is done presenting his material. As always, we dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. A quick reminder, our website is PastorDan.net. And there's a lot of information there and archives of past programs going back all the way to 1999. We want to remind you on the evening of May 22nd, starting at sundown in your location, which is the fourth day of Sivan, we are having a day of affliction or fasting and prayer to seek our Heavenly Father's guidance and protection at this time. And that is the day before Pentecost, by the way. And so, again, this is a slightly different program. Phil has requested some time to have the mic in order to present a lecture of sorts. And then if there's time permitting at the end of that, we will take any calls or questions. So with that, Phil, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I would like to dedicate this program to one group of people, the Aryan man, wherever he is, on any part of this planet. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care what city you live in. I don't care if you're German. I don't care if you're French. I don't care if you're Russian. I don't care if you're from America. I don't care if you're from Canada. I don't care if you're from South Africa. I do not care. I only care that you be Aryan, you be white, and you know that you are. I'm going to discuss with you why we are in this issue and what this problem is. This is not about crying about our victimhood. It's trying to realize who we are and who brought us here. Throughout my entire life, I've gone through a very difficult time, and I think most white men will understand where I'm coming from. America was founded by white men. Okay, you must understand this. White European men and none others. For Europeans, this was a great and wonderful thing. On the other hand, they were extremely terrified of the idea that you could base everything upon white race alone, because we've had so many of these fratricidal wars, and as we know, they have killed our people for so very, very long. So they loved us, and on the other hand, they were afraid of us. And as long as we kept our white identity, they really liked us because it would overcome our language, our borders, and our culture. You understand? It's all about one thing, race. It's about blood, and it's about race. If you believe in the Aryan man, you believe in Yahweh. It's really that simple. It does not matter how many times you celebrate the Passover. You just know that the Passover was done for you. If you do it every single time, it's basically like Groundhog Day. You're repeating it over and over again. The 6 million fake dead Jews that everybody knows is fake is their Passover. They pass over you. Okay, you missed us. Now come and get us. Do you understand? That is what it's all about. The our problem lies in the issue of having will. is not the size of a penis in a man, it's the size of the will in a man. After World War II, after we had fought one war and to kill our racial brothers in World War I, and again in World War II, even worse, we have fought every single war to liberate a non-white man. Every single one. It was in Korea, it was chinks against chinks. It was in Vietnam, it was chinks against chinks. And we are bleeding for them. Okay? We are not fighting for ourselves. We are fighting for others. We've been in Guatemala, we've been in Africa, we've been elsewhere. The reason why South Africa is in the situation that it is in is because while they were identity, they were not willing to fight to keep that identity. The moment a black man enters your land and you do not fight against him, you are willing to accept the fact, accept the idea that he is Jewish because he wants to mongrelize with you. He becomes Jewish the moment he moves into your land. If the South Africans had shot the blacks before they even entered their land, they would never have had to have an apartheid situation in the first place because they would be racially pure. But the moment they didn't see them as an alien force against them, that's when the end began. And so you ended up having apartheid as an attempt to separate the race. And now that they have eliminated apartheid because it's racist, now they're trying to destroy the white man in South Africa. And this is because of what the white man had failed to realize, that you have to have the will to fight. This is what it's all about. The reason why Adolf Hitler did not celebrate the Christmas break in World War I, the famous ceasefire, is that you can never pray to a king of peace if you're killing your brothers, whether they be French, whether they be Russian, whether they be British, whether they be American. It doesn't matter what it is. You can never celebrate peace when you're killing each other. This whole problem that we're having deals with one thing, the white man being able to believe that he is white. The science that is going against you is not going against you because he wants to kill you. He wants to save you to believe in yourself. Once you realize that, you can take all the garbage that you have in your land, your television, all this stuff that's destroying you, and you can turn around and use it against our enemies. That's all you need to do. Okay? That is it. Christ died for us. He put himself in each white man. He understands who he is intrinsically. Okay? Now, after we had killed people in Korea and killed people in Vietnam, our white warriors, our white soldiers, whether they're in the Army or the Marines or the Air Force, are being yelled at by feminists and by Jewish-run communists, and telling us that we were killing children, and we must die. Okay, that we were horrible. That we were a wretched thing. Any white man knows when he goes into battle, the children are going to be a victim of that. Does he want to do that? No. Is he doing it for himself? No, he's doing it for a people that he has no idea about. He doesn't know anything about their culture because they're not white. Could he sympathize with someone who's in Poland or South or anywhere else in white land? Of course he could, but he could never do that, and he never intended to do that. So then, what do? In 1972, they decide that we are going to be able to kill babies even better than you. And so they gave it to the white women who are agents of the enemy, did this willingly to get you to not be afraid of fighting a racial enemy. You understand? That's what it's all about. Around 1976, my parents divorced, and I moved to Indiana. My father, being German, had known that his parents were German, and they had been mocked constantly. But they always believed in the race. They always believed in our people. And never once did he mock me or any white man for being stupid. Okay? Adolf Hitler did not do that either. Okay? No matter what they did, he didn't ever mock them for being stupid. He praised them for being who they are. Okay? And so, this continued. Around 1977, 1978, I was handed something that profoundly affected my life, and it's profoundly affected every white man in this country, whether he wants to admit it or not. And he will not admit it because he's a coward. He doesn't want to admit that the Second Amendment is not the key. It's not the First Amendment either. It's truth. The only thing that matters is truth. The Second Amendment is will. It doesn't mean what kind of gun you have. You can use a baseball bat. In fact, I would prefer a baseball bat because I can smell the blood. I've been waiting for this moment since the day I was born to wake us up. Now, so do not be afraid of the guns. Once they realize the white man is in charge, they will flee. They are fleeing from me left and right because I know who I am. I see the blue eyes I see the blue eyes in the mirror. And I'm not afraid. I don't have nothing. In 1978, I was handed a magazine called Playboy by a man by the name of Hugh Hefner. He's a hook-nosed, rat-faced Jew. Everybody knows this. Why did my white brother hand me this? Because he looked at it and he saw the blonde, blue-eyed Aryan woman of his dreams that every white man has in his subconscious, knowing that why she's better is simply because she looks more pure than the other ones. Not that she's better personally or anything like that, but she looks less corrupted. Okay? And so he handed them to me, and because he knew, I think we lost. And so he was ashamed to admit that he looked at that. If I looked at a Playboy magazine, okay, and I say I actually read the article, some girl will laugh at me and say, you're stupid. You don't look at that for the article. You're looking at it for the woman, okay? The woman is on the front. She's playing a boy, okay? That's why it's called Playboy. Hugh Hefner got his business started by his mother, okay? A Jewess. This is witchcraft. Witchcraft is female power over the white man. That is strictly what it is. Okay? Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? And so Hugh Hefner was, like all Jews, are subjected to lust. He had allowed his lust to rule over him. This is why Jews are so hideous. Okay? And so time after time after time, there's all these beautiful white women. A few years later, I was in sixth grade, okay, and my friends were all want-to-be warriors, every one of them, and they were mocked and ridiculed by women every time. My brother handed me a magazine or a game called Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. It was about solving the problem of the white race. That's what it was. It was intrinsically white. It didn't matter whether you were a dwarf, an elf, a human. All the humans were white, regardless of it. We had to know every single thing about white culture. We had to know about warfare. We had to know about armor. We had to know about tactics. You had to be quick on your feet. There were like 9 different types of dice. You had to use math. You had to be able to use strategy. And you had to know the enemy better than they knew themselves. You had to know evil, and you had to know how to use it to destroy itself. We never used it to try and get into hell. We were trying to get out of it because our parents had been going through it. It's simple as that. My churchgoers would tell me, never, ever use that. You will go to hell if you use it. Okay? You will start delving in witchcraft. None of my friends ever dealt in witchcraft. Why? Because we saw that picture of our dream girl stolen from us by some goddamn devilhead Jew. Okay? And we wanted her back. Not one woman would speak to us. They would mock us. Okay? They would tell us that we would never, ever get a girlfriend. Okay? All the other guys were running out playing ball. They were playing baseball, football, whatever it was. Okay? It's the same thing over and over again. The reason why men watch sports is for one reason and one reason only. In a world filled with at least some semblance, with total lies, you can at least have some semblance of truth, because it takes at least some talent to hit 32 home runs in a year. But in the end, the outcome is exactly the same. One team wins and one team loses, and you, white man, lose. Okay? The Jew banker and everybody else gets everything. And that's why we knew intrinsically that it was a complete waste of time. Okay? We never, ever had any kind of race mixing among our people. They were all white, pure, Aryan men who were mad as hell, and no one was listening to us. Were we old enough to tell Congress to remove the porn from the country? No, that would violate the First Amendment. Of course, free speech has a price. If it's a lie, it will kill you. It doesn't matter what it is. Okay, and so you do not have the right to lie about our women, and you have to have the courage to be able to destroy it, flat out. No black, no nigger, no mixed bag, no chink, nothing ever played the game. Why? Because it was all about our heritage. It was all about white power. It was all about white history. It didn't matter what God it was. Didn't matter what it was. Okay. And it was all about our heritage, and these darkies could not deal with it, because they intrinsically knew it was our attempt to try and overthrow the darker races. Okay, that's why the Judeo-Christian churches told us never ever to use it, because it had a strict racial consciousness. I had a neighbor across the street, who was of mixed race. His mother was a very, very white woman, and her father was a deep, dark black gorilla. Let's just put it that way. I remember one time deeply religious, which means they loved everything and anything. And one time their cousin came to take care of them. She was an absolutely adorable Aryan woman. Okay. And I have never seen a more absolutely gorgeous blonde in my life. And all I could think about was how Beth, that was her name, had betrayed her race. And that forever and ever, her bloodline, she had betrayed the bloodline that had created such a beautiful, white, blonde woman. In this game, it was very serious. And we took it seriously, but it was also an escape from our pain. It was because we had seen what was going on with our fathers who had been horribly abused for defending our race. And that was all about. My best friend, Kevin, when I would go over to his house, he would have a picture of his grandfather. He was a German, in full German outfit. And we looked at each other, and I said, "Could you tell me about him?" And he said, "We can't." And I said, "I know." And that was all we had needed to say. We watched a movie called Das Boot, which is about the U-boats. It was done by Germans. They know how to do movies. They're positive of the right race. I suggest all of you on your folk radio, watch it. Okay? You need to start demonizing and making fun of these darkies. Okay? We call them in the game things like orcs, goblins, kobolds, trolls, you name it, okay? That's because our mommies didn't want us to think that there was anything out there that might scare us, okay? Now we're realizing that mommy just wanted us to feel good, okay? And in reality, those damn darkies are covering this planet, and they're feeding off the people that are feeding the world, okay? You need to stand up for your race. You need to have the will to resist. Okay, when a white woman is messing around with a black man, she is a Jew. Let's just put it that way. It doesn't matter whether she's white or not. Okay, it doesn't matter. She has betrayed her race. Okay, intrinsically, and I have not seen anyone where they simply mock this. Okay, that they simply ridicule our enemies, and they get infuriated and get angry with them. Okay, now let's look at Churchill. Now, certain elements on Eurofolk Radio will demonize Churchill. Was Churchill evil? No. he wrote a book, a series of books called The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. And in this, he absolutely adored everything about the English history. Every single thing, and any time something bad happened to him, the right person, he tried to say it was a sad thing. He even went so far, he went from Roman Britain all the way through America when it was white. Okay, his mother, Lady Spencer, is from the United States. This is why she's called a Jew. Okay, he loved his people regardless of where they were. Okay, this is one of the things about him that makes him such admired by many Americans, because of his whiteness. Okay, what he did, he had to do by an order by a group called the Focus. This mysterious group called the Focus. What is the Focus? It is the focus on white race identity. That's what it is. Okay? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're at. If you're a white man, you are a child of the Most High. You believe it or you don't. It doesn't matter what you. It doesn't matter if you say Yahweh or anything. You cannot limit God by four letters. Okay? We are living a funeral dirge because we cannot trust our fellow brothers. That is simply the case. Okay? This is what it's all about. Okay? Has Germany lost the war, or have we just thought they won it or lost it? Have they liberated white Russia from the enemy, or we just think they're still enslaved? I listened to a YouTube video yesterday of the Red Army band playing some absolutely magnificent and very white-oriented, very deeply spiritually sound and strong music. I was extremely proud of that, okay? And I didn't give a damn what they wore on their helmet. Any white man that's a communist is dealing with it. He does not like the Jewish element of it. He only likes the fact that money is not an object. That is what you must understand. Money is the root of love. The love of money is the root of all evil, okay? Especially when you're using it against the enemy, okay? The dollar bill doesn't mean anything for the dollar. A gold can be just as evil, wicked as anything else. It's how you use it. Okay? So we played this game, and then I went off to college. And everywhere I went through college, they had some stupid idiot watching a porn film and wanting to smoke weed. Okay? And I couldn't get away from it. It was everywhere. And I would go into my room, and I'd read about white pride. Do you understand? It doesn't matter what it is. And I remember back with my friends. I had about 15 of them, and we were all thought on the same level. One of my friends, Ray, absolutely adored the British Navy, everything having to do with the British Navy. Somebody else might love Napoleon and his brave soldiers. Someone else would be the German Army or the Vikings. It didn't matter. It all had to do with white pride, and no one was able to accept the fact that we were trying to wage a war when no one else was going to do it. So I would go to my college, and they would be doing this all the time, and the white men were humiliating themselves all the time. I would hear, only stupid people breed. Okay, I said, no, only niggers breed. Niggers who breed are stupid, because white men, when they breed, kill them for sport, because that's what we're good at. We are good at killing out those who are the virus of the world. When a person, historically speaking, was going to get married, whether it was a man or a woman, it was about one thing: preserving the love of the family as well as the race. The race came first, above all else. Then everything else came. What the woman looked like was actually the last thing on the list. The day the woman was born, she was taught that she was absolutely a critical key to preserving the race and to preserving our heritage and our great culture. Okay? It was not what she looked like. It was both for the man and the woman. They sacrificed themselves in the marriage bed to save the race and to save their culture. This is why they were adored and loved. Oh, were there whorehouses? Of course. But they were called whorehouses. They weren't called gentlemen's clubs or having a sugar daddy. Okay? They were humiliated okay? And this is for a good reason. They wanted to keep our people to do the right thing and to get better every single time. I do not care if a woman has a child of her own. I only care that she has mine. That means that if you have one, if you're a white man, I will defend it. Because it's mine. Because you're my brother. Nothing else matters but that. Okay? Nothing. You can go on television, or you can go on the computer, and you can look up a date site. Every one of them are exactly the same. I'll give you an example. Let's say her name is Debbie. Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm intelligent, I'm smart, I'm well-educated. I'm independent. I love to travel. I can do anything. I love sports, by the way. What team do you like? Here's one I like. They'll say something like this. I love the finer things in life. What is that? What you might add. That is the dumbest line in the history of humanity. Probably the dumbest line in the history of the world. What she's saying is she only loves herself because she's getting her information from porn. In porn, the only thing that happens is that the individual has sex with itself. The woman just grabs herself and just is making love to herself, okay, and wanting you to worship her body. She grabs her body. There's never the one word that means that's most important, love, love of the family, love of the race. She gets around 30 times the amount of money that an appendage gets, and I'm using that directly, okay? It does not matter what it is, okay? She gets 30 times that of the appendage. So she thinks that she's superior to anybody else because they're paying her money. And any man, excuse me, who watches this stuff is telling her that they're worshiping her. Okay, and so they're mesmerized by her. Okay, I am disgusted by her. I can't find anybody else that is like that. Okay, I am a white man. I have glasses. I'm 5'9", 230 pounds. There's a man some years ago named Henry. You can figure out who he is. He wore black. He had glasses. Some said he had lampshades, but he had none. Okay. And you must understand why he was angry. Okay? Everywhere I go, they mock me, and when they look at me, they see, oh, he watches porn. Do I watch porn? I'm trying to get rid of it. When I use my phone, it comes to me. I don't come to it. Okay? And everything on the computer is the same. It's dehumanizing women. Women love gay men, queers, because it makes fun of men. And men love queers because it makes fun of women. That's the whole issue. That is why we have gone so far down the pike that we are able to watch them make fun of each other, humiliate the human race, the white race. You notice they're almost always white. Elton John was, at one point, I believe, a straight man, but something happened to him. He actually was married, I believe, at one time. Now he's gone, well, down the crapper, if you know what I mean. I had a friend that was not, you'd say, a friend that was a girl, but she did not want to be my lover. She only wanted to be my friend. Why? Because she had betrayed her family and left her husband and went off after some nigger after she came down here to Florida to hang out in the sun, okay. And she saw herself as being completely contaminated, okay? She called me her best friend, but then she would call me in the middle of the night and ask me to go kill the nigger, okay? And I would go around and do everything I possibly could for her. I would take her to doctor's offices. I would do this, I would do that, okay? But she would never, ever even kiss me. She wouldn't do anything, okay? And one time I went to a job. I quit my job to go with her to another job, and she had a doctor's appointment, and I went and I said we have to be here at 8 o'clock. She says no 9. I said no 8. I knew it was 8. Well, I went along with her. Well, of course we got canned. Okay, I didn't like the job anyway. It was a stupid telemarketing thing, and I was looking for work. This was years ago. She left, And she told me, she said, I will never love you. Because, you know why? Because I didn't take care of that damn nigger. That's why. Okay? When she asked me to. I wanted to hang her from a rope because she had betrayed her race in the first place. I remember when I was, sometime later, after she had left and came back, I wanted to talk to her, but I didn't. Then what did she do? She wanted to have me go and get my hair cut. And so where did we go? We went to a barber shop. Okay, and you can guess, it was run by two queer men. Total faggots, okay? And she wants me to have my hair cut like a queer, okay? And she loves it. She's mocking me because I'm not taking care of that damn nigger, okay? This is what it's all about. If you get down to your basic fundamentals of who you are and you believe in yourself, that's fine. Okay, I'm not gonna sit here and start listening to endless funeral dirges about the white race. We can defeat them. All we have to do is wake up and realize who we are. We control things. The white man does. This is why the white scientist, the most brilliant mind in the world, is doing the things that he's doing. He's trying to get you to wake up and realize that it's not the appendage, it's the will. It's the triumph of the will. Okay, if we do this, there'll be victory. The reason why this network and so many other white networks do that they are so afraid is they're afraid of ruined power. Okay, because they believe that the individual can solve everything. Okay, the individual cannot solve everything. Okay, the reason why Christ said that it is to Caesar. Okay, he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, is because he knew that the Romans were struggling with this. Just as in Egypt, white Egypt was struggling with having an actual deity. Okay, when you use the power of belief to defeat the enemy, okay, as long as you believe in him. This is why the Egyptians were able to turn their rods into snakes, because the Almighty, whatever you might call him, allowed them to do this, okay? This is to show that there is a divine being. There's one divine being, okay? And you, white man, are from it. And so the one snake devoured the other two and consumed them utterly. Then what happened is that the white man was allowed to go. Some scientists say that there was absolutely no actual slavery in Egypt, that there was only servants. Remember, in Hebrew, servant and slave is the same word. Think about it. Okay, you're a servant if you wish to. Okay, if you serve your race, and you're a slave if you resist going against it. Okay, so now what happens is that Moses has to. He says, okay, now that Pharaoh has said that his nephew must die. Moses cries out to the Most High, okay? His family is going to suffer, the ones that adopted him. And why did they adopt him? Because he was white. That's all it was. And so the chariots that drowned in the Red Sea, and it's called red for a reason, is both a memorial and a celebration, okay? It's a celebration of the great God that serves us. And it's a memorial to those who do not know of his greatness. That's what it's all about. You will never defeat this enemy unless you're willing to stand up and do something about it. Okay? If you think that you can't do it, you won't be able to do it. I've been praying for this moment for the rest of my life. If I die tomorrow, I know that I've done it. Okay? Because I've been mocked and ridiculed for far too long. And my job is imploding. The numbers are coming through the roof. We're supposed to be getting 30 more centers. I work in a medical center, okay? And the women are terrified of me. They see my blue eyes. They now understand who is in charge, okay? And they are terrified of the truth. And they're realizing that they have made a horrible mistake by putting themselves above me. They never once asked me if they would try and get me a girlfriend. I don't want a girlfriend. I want a woman who is willing to have my children, not for me, but to preserve my race. When I was when I was going through a rather difficult time, I couldn't find a woman that was worthy, that I felt was worthy of my seed, of having my children. I asked a beautiful blonde girl out, and she said, no, why don't you go out with this guy, or this girl, excuse me. And she was a white girl, but she was big, and she had big boobs, okay? We were friends, and I mean, we were like really, really good friends. But I knew that she only wanted me for my stuff. She wanted to get away from her cousin, okay? When we had sex, I knew that all she was doing it for was trying to get pregnant. I wasn't stupid, okay? And she was using me as an object so she could get government funding, okay? She was acting like a nigger, basically, okay? And she kept telling me that I was spoiled. And that's why I'm spoiled, because I'm gifted. I'm smart, probably too smart for my own good. So then I had enough of her, and after she told me that having a candlelight dinner, she would rather go make out with Ronald McDonald after I'd even sent her balloons, I knew the end was in. I heard her say to some other girl, he will not leave me unless I have an affair. So what happened? Well, I wanted to tell her that I utterly rejected her as a person. She did not care what she did. She only wanted me to goggle over her because she thought I looked at women like porn. Okay? So I ended up going and having a, to make a long story short, I went and saw Miss April of, I think it was 1998, I think it was, or something like that. She's a blonde. She's your typical blonde, beautiful woman. She's from Texas at a high-end hotel, top of the line. Okay? This was not cheap. It was $300 for an hour. All I wanted to do was tell that blonde girl that she's worthy of me, and it's not her body that I want. I want what's in her heart. But she was a whore, which meant she had no heart and had been taken away from her. When I walked in, she was wearing a pink outfit, absolutely magnificent. Okay, I was like, oh my gosh, I went to heaven, not because of what we were doing, but because of what I saw. There was a gold Playboy bunny charm that she had to wear around her neck, which proves that she's an actual playmate. Only playmates get these. But you know, a bunny without a uterus is just a rat. So I sat there, and I talked to her, and I looked at her in the eye, and I wanted to hear what she had to say. And she said, and I asked her, hey, what's Hef like? And she said, I hate that son of a bitch. And I smiled. And she knew I hated him too. From that moment on, we could say nothing better. That is what was the bond to us. But she was a whore, and that was it. The next day, I did this because I wanted to make my roommate know that I despised what she was doing to me. Okay, but I did not want to have an affair with a woman, okay, because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I didn't want to use her. I'm too much of a man for that. I wanted her to hate me to get me out of the house, to leave me without me having to kick her out on the street and be all by herself, which is what I really wanted to do. So the next day, what did she do? This blonde girl, she emailed me and told me that she'd like to see me again, just to know that there's a real man out there. Okay? And so I did. I saw her, and I walked in. And she was dressed, and she was getting ready to go to work. She had a real job, okay? And so we sat there, and we talked. And she had breakfast, and it was a blueberry muffin, okay? The blueberry muffin was burnt on the bottom. She goes and gets on the phone and says to room service, if you don't get up here with some fresh muffins up here within 2 minutes, I'm going to have my daddy fire all your asses. Because her daddy actually owned the hotel. I was like, wow, I like this person. I like her a lot. But she was a whore, and she didn't want to have any children, which meant that she wasn't really what I was looking for. Within 2 minutes, a Mexican guy shows up with 5 muffins, and it was trophies for her. I was like, I just felt so empowered just to know that she had done that for me. Okay? So at my work, the women, the white women, are terrified. All the blacks are running away. There's one black man there. Okay? He's a jerk. He's an idiot. He's a moron. All he thinks about is having sex. He cannot do anything but hold his schlong, you know, every 3 seconds. He does something that takes a minimal of thought. There's a very heavy, large white woman who's probably in her mid-40s. I heard her say to him, or she called me about a month ago, or she texted me asking me if I had the black man's phone number, because she wanted to find him a girlfriend. Did any of them ever ask me for a girlfriend? Or I didn't want a girlfriend. I wanted a wife. But they saw me as simply a victim. And everything you see around you, the computers, the phones, your car, everything, it's white. Okay? Even if you have a Honda, even if you have a Toyota, doesn't matter what it is. That's white technology. If you remember, in Japan, Japanese cars were a joke, particularly in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. And they were absolutely pathetic. And it took a long time for them to be able to get it right. Okay? They're basically just copying a white technology. Once they realize what they're doing, they will begin to hate it. I love Japan as long as it sticks to being Japan. I hate it when it tries to be quote-unquote Western. Okay, I love a Japanese kimono on a Japanese woman or a samurai warrior. If I put it on, I'm wearing a bathrobe. That's because I'm not supposed to be wearing that. Simple as that. We're trying to force everyone to mongrelize both their culture and everything else. And we end up destroying ourselves. So I have respect for certain cultures, but I have hatred of the white race trying to enforce its ideas on others, and they're doing this in order for them to hate us, so that when we wake up and realize who we are, they will hate what we had done to them, and they will destroy it. Okay, they will destroy what we had done to them, and they will hate us, and we will be able to solve this issue left and right. When I go to a Judeo-Christian church, the only thing they want you to do is they want you to give your money so they can go take some missionary trip to some third world country, whether they be Guatemala or somewhere else, because they insist that Catholicism means universalism, which means that everyone is equal in that universalism. Whether you be Catholic or whether you be Orthodox, it does not matter. In all of those cases, it has always been the case throughout the history of the white race. There was always the whites that were the key. Okay, what happened in South America is that Rome had allowed a Jew to go down there. Okay, and his name was Simon Bolivar, and he went down there. And he told them, okay, and he forced a revolution to break away from Europe, okay, and to mongrelize race. You see, in Latin America, the whites are massively overpopulated by the darker races. So race becomes an extremely conscientious thing. It's much different than in America, because the number of darker natives was very few. In fact, many of your so-called Indians, of course, as you all know, were white, of white European heritage. But in Latin America, that number was much, much higher, okay, because they were able to breed all throughout the year because of the climate. Okay, so Simon Bolivar broke away from this. This is in order to have the whites in Latin America have consciousness about their white identity, and they clung to the Catholicism as a hope that they would be saved one day from the darker involvement. And many of them are having to keep themselves separate in cages, okay, just like a beast would, except the beasts are on the outside and they're on the inside. That's what this is all about. It's about the white power structure. It's about being able to realize who you are and to liberate them from being punished for being white. They had created all the culture, they had created all the civilization, and the darker ones were feeding off of it. Okay? And so so this made Rome, okay, they clung to Rome, that's what they clung. They clung to whiteness. Okay? But Simon Bolivar and others hated them for this and saw this as a means of colonialism. In America, we used what's known as the Monroe Doctrine, and the Monroe Doctrine banned all forms of European colonialism. okay, regardless of whether it was from Europe. And so whether it was a country or whether it was the Vatican, remember the Vatican is a country in and of itself, and everyone who is Catholic is by definition a member of the Vatican, okay? But throughout its entire existence, it's always understood that it's white. Why do you think a Catholic priest wears black? So that the whiteness in his face will show up. It will shine, okay? It will stick out among the contrast. This is also why the generals and the commanders in the SS wore black, because the whiteness in their face would show who they are. You must understand that this is for you to wake up and for you to end this battle, this struggle, and for this guilt. You need to subdue the earth and not allow the earth to subdue you, okay? The Catholic Church runs NASA. They run it so that you cannot not dwell on the fact that you are created, but get on with it and take over the world. Okay? It doesn't matter whether it was 6,000 years ago, it was 6 billion years ago, 20 billion years ago. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that you're here, okay? That you believe in a creator, and that's what matters. All these stars, all these planets, they're simply concepts. They're simply ideas. They are lights. All the lights, all the stars revolve around what? The North Star. Okay, this is a fact. The Nordic Star. The Nordic North Star of the white man. Why was the white man sent to Europe and not, say, down into the jungles with all the creatures? Because he's separate. Europe was white because no other creatures, no other two-legged hominids live there. And this is why our divine being, okay, allowed us to go there and keep us separate from race mixing, okay? Because he had grace to us so we can preserve our race as much as we can, okay? Once the United States decided that it's white, that it was so great that it could be part of the whole world, it betrayed its origins. It betrayed its unity. All the churches, whether they be Presbyterian or whatever, are out of the Catholic Church. When I was younger, my mother grew up Presbyterian, okay, and in Indiana, and Presbyterian. We would say, God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the world. We believe in the Holy Catholic Church, okay? And I said to my mom, I said, Catholic, we don't believe in the Pope. I said, no, but we believe in a divine king, and we believe in a small C and not a big C. What she mean by that? The white race. Simple as that. Not a everybody's equal and everybody's the same, okay? Now remember this, there is also a Holy Roman Empire. There's not the Rome. When you think of Rome, you're thinking pagan, right? Pagan is simply non-belief. The difference between Rome and Babylon is simple. Rome was pure white, and it remained pure white. Babylon was race mixed. It had every single creature under the sun, okay? But Rome stayed pure. They constantly struggled about what was right and what was wrong. If they would try and use some good, you know, use some things to get it right. They threw the Christians into the lion's den. I don't care what your name is. You could be Danny Boy. You could be Tommy. You could be Tyrone. You could be Shaniqua. Okay, you were all sent in there with the lions. Okay. When the white man realized that his fellow whites were being decimated, they felt pity for him, okay? And so he pulled them out to save them from destruction because he finally understood that what they believed in was real because they were willing to sacrifice themselves for an idea above all else. And that means that they had faith that in a creator that actually existed. And other Romans would slit their throat and bleed to death because they thought they could never get to an absolute truth. The absolute truth is the white race. This is why the Greeks were able to defeat the Persians, because they believed in the white race. They didn't believe that a woman was simply a vessel to have a child in regardless. They needed to have discipline, and they needed to have it well. The Persians, however, had been corrupted by Babylon, okay, and they felt that the ideal man was a wimp, a pansy, a wimp, okay, that for him to be a real man, he must forego his manliness and use it as little as possible. In other words, he's smart, okay, he's really smart, so he doesn't actually have to use his muscle power, okay, and if you use your muscle power, that means you're actually having to do real physical labor, okay. And so they went to but he ended up becoming a wimp because he was too stupid to realize that it was discipline within the body to keep the body pure, okay? And so this is why the 300 were able to decimate the Persians, okay? And it wasn't because they were better, they were better people. It was that they understood things better. Christ was born in Bethlehem. It was a suburb of a Greek city, okay? And this is a fact. You cannot get around that. Okay. When he said that it's not the circumcision of the flesh that matters, it's the circumcision of the heart. It's to get those white brothers in Greece to accept the true God. Christ did not die for your sins. Christ died so that you'd understand that there is a real being, that there is a divine being. He wasn't simply a show off. He wasn't there to show you that he can do things that you can't do. He was saying that you came from divine source. That source was with you and your woman, okay? And that woman was deceived by a liar. It was the lie that was the problem. It was not the sex. The lie was that was introduced, not the sex, okay? Let's look at Esau. What's Esau mean? Esau means red, okay? Why is it red? Red is the blood, but it can also mean hair. Okay, if it's hair, you're a beast. If it's red, it's blood of the race. That's what it means. Okay, he is, by definition, in all accounts, the total, absolute prodigal son. And if you don't realize that, you're blind as a bat. That's why it says in the book of Obadiah, I hate you, Esau, for perfect hate. Did he race mix? Well, that must have been what it is. Do you think he may have regretted it? Do you think he may have said, oh, damn, well, I screwed up because the pure white race is doing everything perfect, and I screwed it up because I race mixed? Okay? Do you think he had second thoughts about that? You better believe it. Was he pure white? You better believe it. Why do you think all the white people in all those entities in Israel, or it's a lie if you want to call it that, look really white? Does Netanyahu have a hooked nose? No, he looks white. Okay, because they're trying to use satanic power to wake up the white race so they can utterly destroy the Jewish entity for good. They would never have done this in order for their own destruction, for us to conquer the world as we're intended to do. That's what it's all about. Okay. And so they're using this demonization to scare you into not being able to defend yourself. That's what it's all about. When you see George Bush walking across with the Babylonian Talmud, okay, it's just like me and my friends walking across the lawn with my Advanced Dungeons and Dragons game. Are we using it to utilize the magic, to kill us, or are we using it to kill the enemy? Is he using it? Does he want you to think that he's a Jew, or is he telling you that you need to kill them utterly? That's what he's trying to do. Just like when I did that, just like my brothers and my friends did that. Okay, and you must be able to stand up for yourself, and you must be able to stand up for who you are, and nothing else matters. That is the only thing that matters. Eurofolk Radio has become Jew Folk Radio. Okay, and it celebrates our destruction as an endless funeral dirge, which need to go out there and need to kick some ass. They're building the new Nuremberg rally right now in Germany. They're building it right now in my heart. They're building it in Kansas. They're building it in Los Angeles. They're probably even building it in California. Okay, because they realize we've been duped. Okay, and that's all it is. It's the white race. It's the male power. That's what matters. Okay, one white man is worth the entire country of Korea. That's a fact. And I don't give a damn how many bad things he may have done in his past. He is more valuable than anything. Don't go to church. Look in the mirror. That's what it is. And I'm sick and tired of everyone thinking they can't do anything. I'm damn mad. Okay? When I was a boy, when I was in Indiana, I'd see those porn shops, and they were painted piss yellow. Piss yellow. I didn't think anybody would actually go in there because they're piss yellow. They've got some faggot in there, or some poor white guy thinks he's worthless, and he's smoking weed. Okay? And he's sitting around, and he's got tons and tons of pictures of every body part you can imagine. And you wonder why he feels worthless. You wonder why he's smoking pot, because he's seeing it he's looking at it as a beast, it's just meaningless, okay? And this is why sex to the white man has become meaningless, okay? It's just a glandular reaction of feeling good for a 10-second orgasm. That's what it is. Okay, and that's what they're taught there. They're blamed for everything. They're blamed for the pollution. They're blamed for all of it. Okay, if you want to destroy Monsanto, you believe in the white race. Okay, Monsanto will be utterly destroyed. It's not what you put in your mouth; it's what comes out of your mouth. If you don't start demonizing these damn bastard niggers, chinks, banks, you know whatever, you know what they are. Okay, get back to your childhood. Get back to where you're born with. I knew this from day one. Well, you damn wake up. I love a Marine. If he fights like a Marine, you got a goddamn nigger bitch general. Okay, can you not throw the goddamn piece of shit out, or are you just gonna let them run you over? The Second Amendment doesn't mean a goddamn thing. It's right to bear arms. You got them. They're right by your side. They're holding this phone. You have a baseball bat. You can beat the crap out of these things. Okay, instantly. Okay, I mean without even thought, they run from me in fear. Okay. I went to work yesterday because they're asking me to do some overtime because there's no way we would ever catch up. They ordered a black woman to come over that I used to work with. I can't stand that transferred that I basically made her leave because I couldn't stand her. I didn't have to say anything. She just knew it. They made her sit by me. Okay. All she kept talking about was, well, a schlong. Okay. Let me put it that way. Okay. She didn't think that anyone thought of anything beyond that. And she saw, and she kept talking about Jesus because she knew that her days are numbered. Okay? And everyone was afraid of me. After work, I went home. Okay? I'm stuck at home with my mother. Okay? Because I have no place to put her. Because the only thing I care about is love. Okay? I don't want to be here, but I don't want to leave her alone. You understand? I don't want to be left out in the cold, just as I wouldn't want any other white person being left out in the cold. And I'd be mocked sometimes by women who wouldn't see me because I'm with mommy, thinking somehow that I'm living in a basement. One of my best friends in college, or in high school, excuse me, was a heavy white man. He was your typical barbarian, okay? And he was proud of it. Okay, but no woman would have anything to do with him. No white woman, anyway, because he wasn't their typical handsome GQ type, and he wasn't rich. He loved his family. Well, he couldn't get a white woman. He tried Russia. He couldn't try that. So he figured that he'll try a communist country. He figured they didn't care about money. So he ended up marrying this chink, and it ruined his life. Okay, and I'm sure you can figure why. He didn't believe in his family either. Okay, he didn't believe in himself because he had so many Playboy magazines. Okay, he couldn't think of anything else. He said my marriage with her was a ruin. I kept looking in the door. I kept looking at the computer. She had her computer, and we barely never talked. Okay, and the woman never wanted to really learn English. Why? Because she's Asian. Asians think completely different than white men. Okay, it doesn't matter whether you're Asian or whether you're a man or a woman. The East thinks completely different than the Western language. It's a completely different structure. It's everything's different. Okay, so then what happens is that after I after my time at the office, I come home. Okay, and I decided I'm going to go to the bath. I'm going to go take baptize myself in the pool. Okay, and so I walk in there. Okay, all by myself. There's no one around me. I'm in a pool for about 10 minutes, maybe 15. Shortly after that, the doors open and four Negroes come in, Niglets, as you might call them. Two of them are mulatto. One of them is more darker, and the fourth one is, let me put it this way, you can't get blacker than this. It's the kind that's like dry, you know, kind of like a, what do you call it, an aborigine in Australia. Then comes in a what was once a rather lovely looking white girl. Okay, I don't think she thinks of herself as white very much anymore. She looks at me, and I can't even remember her name because she betrayed her race, which means I will not remember her name. But I do remember what she looked like. And she takes off her little jean shorts. Okay. And I said, and she looks at me, and she says, she says, only those two are mine, the lightest colored ones, okay? Those two are not. We're just, you know, babysitting or whatever you want to call it, okay? So she gets there, and she takes off her shorts, and she's in this very nice little bikini, and her butt is staring right at me. She turns around, and she puts her butt right in my face, okay? And she starts rubbing suntan oil all over her body. I ask her if she would like help, okay? And she snapped at me and said, no, I don't. I don't want any help. Okay, she didn't want me to touch her because she knew that she'd been contaminated because she had race mixed. The two mongrels she had had sex with some nigger and it had ruined her. Okay, she knew that everything that she had around her was from people like me. I had saved her because I wanted that blonde, blue-eyed girl. Now, are you pissed off yet? Are you angry? I've been angry since day one. She stuck her butt in my face. Okay, she wants me to take them off her hand. Okay, I didn't have to say anything. She sees my Aryan blue eyes. Okay, she knows who I am, and she knows what she had done. Okay, and she's allowing the mongrel beasts to come in and feed off the people that are making America ruined and making the world eat itself, okay? You tell a nigger to go away, you tell a chink to go away, you tell a wetback to go away, and you start calling. You can call them something else. I don't care what you call them, okay? You can come up with names that they're as colorful as anything, okay? This is the fun part, okay? You can be angry or you can be happy as hell, and you can release your anger. I have a hero friend of mine. His name is Steve. He bought a sword. He hacks up trees. Is he a lumberjack? No, because he can't find anybody to fight for truth. This is why he's wanting to have a Passover and worry about the feast days. Do you think Yahweh, the God, the Supreme Being, the Almighty One, the All-Powerful One, the Big Dude? Okay, what do you want to call him? I don't care what you call him. Do you think he wants you to have? Do you think he came here on this world to have you have four freaking feasts? No. If you're fighting righteousness, every day's a feast. Do you understand? Okay. Not only do you get to eat your chicken leg, you can dine on your enemy's blood at your feet. Okay. You can just look at it and say, yes, they're gone. Hey, honey, what do you think? I love you. I love you, you white man. You better believe that. Okay. That's what it's all about. Let's look at King Henry VIII. Okay, everybody mocks King Henry VIII because he's so fat. I'm going to tell you the truth about Henry VIII. Henry VIII was the most handsomest, most powerful, most strongest warrior, perhaps in history of the English reign. He was a muscle man. He could do just about anything. He was the ideal monarch among all the monarchs of Europe. Okay, the women coddled him. They absolutely loved him. He had armor that any man would want to have. If you go over to the Imperial War Museum, you'll see it. It's detailed as it could be, okay. And he wanted to fight at the front of his army, okay. And he was actually the one that put tennis courts in London or in Buckingham Palace, okay. He was the one that put there. He had an incredibly high stamina, okay. I mean, it was incredible, and he could beat anything, just absolutely anything. Okay? Well, then something happened. There was a terrible accident, and he was in a jousting. He was in a jousting tournament. You remember? You've seen those in Middle Ages, okay? Okay, this was in the High Middle Ages, and he was wearing a heavy armor set, and he was incredibly strong, and the women were screaming for him, okay, to lead them into victory. Well, what happened? He was in a terrible accident, and he fell off his horse, and he was pinned under his horse, and they thought he would die. He ended up having a very bad infection on his lower legs, okay? And it never went away. It affected him, and it affected his movement, which means he couldn't move around, and he couldn't do the things he wanted to do, which is why he became fat. He hated that. Okay, when you're a man, it's strong and has a hell of a lot of testosterone. Okay, once your ability to use it goes away, you become a fat piece of crap. You just can't do anything. You're just running around. He's angry. Okay, and this is what fate did to him. Okay, and every time you see him, you never see him as what he was. You see him as his caricature. This fat guy is just, you know, slobbering all over a thing, eating turkey legs everywhere you go, okay, and killing off his women. Okay, that's what it was. He was a warrior of warriors, and his women had run away from him, and he never was able to get a son. Okay, why in the world did Germany lose World War II? They didn't lose it. You only think they lost it. Who was the force that what was the operation of the invasion of Europe? What was it? It was Operation Barbarossa. Frederick Barbarossa was a knight. He was basically a king. He was a German knight, and he crossed the river, okay, fighting against his racial enemies, okay. And did these sand niggers kill him? No way in hell. He died because his armor drowned him in the water, in the river, just like the snow drowned the Panzer tanks in the Second World War. It wasn't the Russians that beat them. It was the weather. This is so that God can wake us up and conquer the planet. Okay? If you don't realize this, you don't realize anything. Churchill had to drink himself to death. Was he going through a fire just like Dresden? Yeah, damn well better believe he was going through a fire, because it was all to wake us up to have one unity and end wars. The Second World War can be the war to end all wars if we want it to be. Did you not understand that? The First World War was supposed to be the war of end all wars. The Second World War is the war to end all wars. What white man wants to go against another white man? He never does. He wants to take care of those goddamn niggers. That's what he wants to take care of. He wants to take care of all those chinks, okay? That's what he wants to take care of, okay? A woman has three choices now. She can either wear a dress, a burqa, or she will be a lampshade. It's that simple, okay? The war against the Muslims is not against the Muslims. It's to protect the Ishmaelites, the pure Ishmaelites that may still live in the sands of the desert. They hate Islam just as much as you do. Why? Because it promotes race mixing. Okay, the United States banned slavery among black slavery in the Islamic world, and from that point on, it's deteriorated. Okay, this is because it's forcing them to mongolize. Okay, and this is why the women are being put in burqas. It's to protect them from these damn darkies who want to have their way with them, particularly if they're white. The whiter they are, the more of a burqa they wear. And in their private time, they'll go out and do the things that you do when they're in a private time because they don't want anybody to know. Saudi Arabia invented phone sex, okay, because they were told not to go outside because they didn't want to have those damn jungle bunnies to go after them, because all they think about is sex, and they'll go after the white ones first. Okay, this is what it's all about, and you better understand that. Okay, this is as much to liberate the Ishmaelite from as it is the Israelite, to bring us together as one, as never can be. Okay. You only need to think about one thing, and that is the white race. Okay, you must understand that it's not His order of creation, or it's God came. God brought His only begotten Son, so whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Okay, does that mean you'll die in combat? Yes. Does that mean you'll die if you don't go in combat? Yes. Are you better to die in combat than to sit on your ass and do the same thing you've been doing all this time? You better believe it. Okay? When He says He came for you, He came for you. Okay? I'm not going to sit here and endlessly pontificate about various ideas. It's all about the white race. It's all about saving your people, no matter who they are, even if they made a mistake. Do you think the Israelites made a mistake? You better believe they did. They know it. Okay? That's why they're trying to get you to wake up. World War II is the war to end all wars. And if you choose it to be, it is. Okay? The Germans, notice that the Germans are called the evil scientists. Why? Because they run the world. That means all white people. They call it evil because they're doing it against whites, because they're trying to get the whites to wake up. Okay, once you realize that, a man, no matter who he is, will solve his testosterone problem, will solve his reason to live. This will get rid of all of your drug problem. The reason why white men take drugs is because they think they're terrible. They think they can't do anything, and they have no purpose in life, and we need them now more than ever. Okay? Okay? If some dumbass, drunk piece of shit decides that he's going to use a tattoo parlor to scar the women of my dreams, and I don't care who she is. I don't care if she's done some horrible thing. In fact, if he's going to scar the woman whom I love, even though I do not know and never spoken to, okay, if he's going to do that, I want him dead. I want him gone. He's turning her into basically a newspaper article. Okay, he's making a portrait out of her. Okay, I have a friend, another friend named Steve. He has a sister. She's white. When I first met her, she looked basically like the St. Pauli girl. Okay, she didn't have big boobs, but she looked normal. Okay, as soon as she started hearing all this negativity about the white race, she started to scar herself. She put tattoos all over her body. She had a hooked nose, and she had these rings in her ears. Okay, she's disgusting. She's absolutely hideous. I felt sorry for her, and I took her to the zoo, and she French kissed a giraffe because she thinks she's a beast. Okay, her brother can't take it. He's very close to her because she's family. Do you understand? He wants the white race to wake up even more than I am because they are not. They do not seem to believe that they have a goal. If they have a goal, everything will go away. Okay? Wake up, damn it. I'm pissed off. And I'm sick and tired of hearing the same shit over and over and over again. Okay? The paper means nothing. You're just coming up with an excuse not to take action and get mad. If you're mad and you do something about it, you're going to be the happiest white man that ever walked the face of the earth. You're going to make Moses look like a wimp, okay? You're going to make David look like a pansy. And by the way, David wore red. He had red hair. Red hair is the trait that is dying out among the white race. Why? Because they keep focusing on that Esau Edom crap and not focusing on blood. We the Irish. What are they famous for? Red hair. You get an Irishman in a street fight, your ass is grass, especially if you're a goddamn nigger. Okay? That's what it is. Go look at who just won the Kentucky Derby, and go look at the jockey that won that. Go look at it. Okay? Look, it's clearly a clanhood. If you don't see that, you're blind. Okay? I mean, it's all over the place. This is why they're trying to get you to wake up. The blacks don't, you know, the blacks know they're not supposed to be here, but they're taking advantage of you because you're stupid. You're not stupid, you've just been lied to, and now I'm telling you, you've not been lied to, you've been awakened. You've never been lied to at all. He's just having you go through the fire so you can be strong enough to kick some really serious Jew ass, okay? Okay, that's what it is. Eli, David, okay, David James, it is not the Jews in the news. It's white man in the news. Okay? That's what it is. White man, get off your ass and do something. Okay? Once you do that, all these televisions that are telling you that you're bad will turn right. They will flip within probably it could be in days. It will just flip directly the other way around, and they'll start giving you ways. They'll empower you. They won't be taking away your testosterone. They'll be giving you strength to go out and do something, to get away from the television, because to throw the damn thing away, to have some other source in your life and some sort of image on a screen. Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's your cell phone or if it's your computer or if it's your TV. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, you've had enough. Now do something about it. Okay, my brother has woken me up in certain ways by leaving me alone. Okay, I've known it the same way. We've been on the same page this whole time. Okay, I've known it the whole time, we're afraid he doesn't want to talk to me because he knows that I'm right. He knows that the reason why I stick with my mother is because I believe in blood. That's it. He is upset at my mother because after my father was had an alcohol problem, she left him. Okay, he had an alcohol problem because he had issues, okay, and probably one of the biggest insecurities was he's German. My last name is extremely German. I never share it with anybody because it's extremely German, okay, damn it. It's very German. Where's that come from? It's German. Oh, you're a Nazi? You bet I am. I'm National Socialist. Nazi is some damn gay thing, okay? It's Jew. It actually means country bumpkin. That's what it means. That's what it means. Okay, my country bumpkin. Yes, my family were farmers. My uncle Fred lived in Illinois. Okay, he's a farmer. He's a damn good one, and he's white, and he's pure white. That was on my mother's side, and my mother was also a member of the Swedish royalty. Okay, I know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't give a damn about anybody else on this planet except my race, wherever they are, and I forgive them for every sin, every mistake they've ever had. That's it. I don't know how else clear I can be. Okay? Once you wake this up, all the damage that's done will happen. A woman cannot do that. She cannot do that. It's not her role. She knows she's screwed up. Take the reins. Here's what you have. You have two choices. You have Yahweh's kingdom on one hand, and you have Herod and the enemy on a silver platter. We'll revenge John the Baptist forever. There will never be a goddamn Jew on this planet, and you will rule as kings. I am not a pansy. I'm not a wimp. I'm not a slave. If Yahweh decides that I'm going to be a slave, I will be a servant to him. You understand? There's no difference between a slave and a servant. It's just a slave that's willing becomes a servant. Okay? I've been using my will from day one to get you people to wake up. I've been quiet. I read my books. I'm not talking about the Bible. I've read that more than enough. I know what it is. I read the accomplishments of my people, no matter who they are. You understand? Your kings rule like one.
Okay, Phil, do you want to stay on and take some calls, or did you want to leave? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm not sure. If there's anyone here, I guess I'll take a call or two.
All right. Well, we've got Pastor Steve on the line. Pastor Steve, welcome, and how are you doing today?
I'm finer than frog hair split twice. Brother, I've been listening to you. I hear the pain in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You are so frustrated with what's going on. I just want to let you know that you're not alone.
Okay? I know I'm not alone.
And
you're not alone either, dude. We're not supposed to be in the woods, dude. We're supposed to be out kicking some ass.
Well,
okay. That's why
yeah.
I see you as a warrior, because you're me. You understand? You're me. Okay.
Well,
you're a biker, dude.
Well, yeah. Some folks are getting the wrong impression, quite honestly, because of the language. If you could do me a favor. As an administrator here, if you could tone it down just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I would appreciate it. It doesn't sound good on the FR, but
I know. See, yeah, but see, I understand that, but I also want to understand is that it doesn't if they if they, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter. There's no difference between them cutting you off and you cutting yourself off. Okay. If I see some teacher on television, some girl teacher telling a class that Bobby should have two daddies. Okay. She's doing that because she thinks of, in terms of porn. Okay. And you shouldn't have to go to the city council to tell that girl not to do it, because the only reason why she's doing it is because she's being paid for it, but a teacher's union. I have a friend that's from Louisiana, or from Lithuania. Okay. It's time not to be afraid. Okay. Cause the only thing they can do is keep killing you. That's it. That's the only thing they can do. And if what you need to do is you need to shame people to get them to tell the girl to shut up, because it's not how to have sex like a porn star. It's how to be, to understand that family comes first. And and that's what it's all about. And I understand where you're coming from, and that's why I still listen. You see, my mother and anybody else I know would keep dwelling on this endless thing about it. You know, the churches are in sheer terror. They're absolutely in sheer terror. There's a girl that I work with. Her name is Barbara. Okay, we know where that name comes from. She's a beautiful white girl. Okay, she's a white woman. She's a grandmother. She's got like 25 children. And about every other month, she'd show a picture of them to me. Every other month. Okay, that they'd have another beautiful white child. Okay, I told her this. You know, and I said, I see your children all the time. They're mine. Because your brother, or because your husband, is white like me, which makes them mine, okay? Even though I don't know him, they're mine. It's easy to have children.
Well, that's the meaning. That's the meaning of kindred.
Yes, it does.
Adelphos, yep. From the same womb.
Mm-hmm.
You have been voicing today the frustrations,
mm-hmm.
and anger. That has come today is what so many of us are feeling out here. The current leadership, now I know we're talking, oh, Trump is going to do this and Trump is going to do that.
Uh-huh.
But it's all talk so far.
It's fake. Don't you understand? It doesn't mean what somebody else has said to you. That's what the fake news thing is all about. It's what you believe in yourself. Okay, it's a white man rule or not. These women are terrified of me. Okay, and the black guys are absolutely—they're just shaking in their boots. They know they're doomed. They know it's over. Okay.
Well,
you know.
What we need to focus on right now. And Pastor Dan will probably back me up on this, is preparedness for what is coming, because it's going to get really ugly.
Oh, yeah. I've been prepared all my life.
People have never seen in this nation since the Civil War, that was really ugly. Well, they're going to see it again. It's that there is strife and death and destruction coming,
uh-huh.
that the Bible prophesies that the people in this nation have never uh-huh. seen. We have had peace here so long that the people have become soft.
Yeah. Well,
and
remember,
the softness is going to cause the death of many of them, because they're not going to be able to react. They're going to sit there and ponder things. You're not going to have time to think.
Mm-hmm. You're pondering.
You're
mm-hmm.
yeah, right.
Yeah.
The time for pondering is coming to an end.
Hey, guys, we got another caller.
There we go. We got another caller. Okay.
Yep. We've got Gary from San Diego. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Hello, Pastor Dan and guest. This is Elka from.
Oh, hi, Elka. Yep. Hi, Elka.
I just had a question. The hand that rocks the cradle rule. So I just wonder if you guys developed a rule book how to defeat the Jezebel spirit. So that's what you guys are coming up up against, and I think that's very difficult. So I don't know exactly what you plan to do regarding that, because it seems really powerful in this world
You need to take an image like a Baphomet or something like that, and stop worrying about that image. It only is an enemy to you if you think it's using against you. If you turn it around against the enemy, you'll be able to destroy them. Okay? That's what it's all about. The Civil War was not really bad in many parts. In the North, it barely touched them. If you're in Indiana or in Michigan or Wisconsin or New York, it barely, unless you were in one of the riots, it didn't touch you really in any way. Okay? And if you went down to the South, you were a soldier. Okay? In the South, it was really bad. My brother wouldn't even admit to the fact that it was the South that suffered. And one of the reasons why the South suffered was because it was not Catholic. Let me put it this way. It wasn't universalist. It wasn't centralized in terms of European identity. It was centralized in terms of American identity. Okay? So this is what it's all about. Remember that Charles V, the most powerful monarch, sitting monarch in European history, actually seized parts of Latin America and the state of Florida, and he was part of the Holy Roman Empire, the same one that makes up that made up Napoleon, that made up Hitler, that made up all the ones that save our race. We are kings of kings. Okay, my mother and I. She said, it's times like this when I actually wish a rapture was real. And I said, yeah, I know. It's easy to mock it when it's not coming your way. It's right here. Well, I've seen it.
Well,
so that's what I'm hearing.
The South was destroyed by those that financed both sides of the quote-unquote Civil War. Just wait a minute. Let me make my point. In order that they might be gutted and all the natural resources stolen, as they are doing in all these other countries where they finance these wars, they finance both sides, and they go in and they gut the loser. Well, they did that
here.
The southern states. The same people that are doing it today did it then. The South was victimized by the game.
I know that.
Absolutely. Eli has expounded on that over and over and over.
You don't have to endlessly be a victim if you want to. Okay? Well, I can help. Okay. Where's the money go? Where does the money go? Let's look at the Vatican. Okay? Do you actually see videos of everything? No, you don't. You only hear rumors. And this is because they're taking the fake money, the fake stuff, okay, and they're taking usury money, and they're using it against it. They're trying to kill off the church. The only reason why they did this, okay, was to unify the country. Remember that before the Civil War, we were a bunch of states. After it, we became united. We became a one nation. So we had to do that, okay? So now we have to decide: are we one in and of ourselves, or are we part of the global white power structure? That's what it's all about. Okay? They mock the church and they make fun of it and call it evil simply because they want to destroy what we call pagan Rome, and they'll move it into Central Europe to the Holy Roman Empire and not the anti-Roman Empire. They'll remove its paganism. Okay? The Virgin Mary. Okay, is Europe, Europa? Look Europa. Europa is a white woman. If you read in the Greek mythology, she's from Crete. Okay, she's perfect. Okay, and she is seduced. Well, let's put it this way, Zeus. Okay. Just don't worry about names here. Zeus is upset. He had created this perfect woman, and he became obsessed by her. But she was extremely shy. And so he turned himself into a white bull, and he seduced her, okay? And it brought out this guy, and it was brought down the center, okay? You see what this is? Very similar to, of course, Adam and Eve and Nakash. It's the same similar thing, and so Mary in the Catholic Church is perfection. the Statue of Liberty, that's whoredom. Okay, you can't be a whore if you're a virgin, unless you choose to be. And
well,
so, okay, and some and the symbolism is as you see it. For instance, okay, the light around the head of Jesus. Okay, now is that the sun god, or is that the light that cannot be seen? That's just okay, and it's not intended.
That's supposedly an aura.
Look, but you can't see it. It's not supposed to be a photograph. Do you understand? It's not supposed to be a photograph. You see, that's what people don't understand. It's not intended to be a photo. It's supposed to be symbolic. It's not intended to worship the sun or anything else. The ancients never worshipped the sun as a sun god. They saw it just simply as the ideal because that's what everything came by. Okay, you had everything you did revolved around the sun in terms of waking up in the morning, doing your crops, the seasons, wherever the sun was positioned. Does that mean you worship the sun as a being? No, you don't. The sun being called a chariot doesn't mean it's a literal chariot. It just means that it moves. Okay, none of them ever believed that. The only people that believed in an actual divine being was the Israelites. And when Rome moved, when Rome heard of this rumor of an actual divine being, that is why they peacefully had a coexistence from 63 BC until 6 AD when they actually annexed it. Okay, so it was not a military conquest; it was a conquest of ideas. Okay, and all they wanted to do was understand that there is an actual being. Of course, I'm opening a Pandora's box. Okay,
well,
this is what I'm trying to tell you, okay? So this is
well,
going to happen.
Church of Rome that was then is not the Church of Rome that is now. The Church of Rome that is now is highly pagan. And
that's because they're scaring you. See, that's why they're doing that. Pagan simply means unbelief. It doesn't mean yeah. Belief in that's what it means. It means doubt. It means unbelief. It's a concept. It's an idea. Okay, why do you think the Pope said there's no hell? Remember when the Catholic Church said throughout the Middle Ages that you're going to go to hell if you do this or do this, you know, damnation and all this. Okay, fire and brimstone. Okay, that is to tell. Okay, that they were criticized for that, and that's why we left and went to America. Today they said there's no hell. What's that mean? That means there's absolution. That means the white race is preserved from all the agony. That means that it was a baptism of fire in Dresden. It was a baptism in London. Okay, I'm not going to argue endlessly over this. I'm going to let you go now. I'll see you later. I love you very much because you're my brother. Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying because you're scared. Okay,
I'm not scared at all. I highly oppose.
I know. What you're saying.
Is doing. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly disagree. So. We'll disagree to disagree, and
I know.
We'll leave it at that.
I know. But see, just think about what I'm saying, okay? Because we are victims, you know. But we have an opportunity to seize this right in front of our face.
Okay.
And believe me, I'm not here for you to believe everything I say, okay?
Okay.
Because I know I'm wrong on a lot of stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. Just I'm sure you know you're wrong on everything. We are in the same boat, brother. Okay, and you know, and we feel the same way. Okay, and that's all I'm saying. Okay, I know what I'm saying is I'm opening up a can of worms. That's too much for everybody to handle, and that's why they're avoiding it. Okay, that's why they're afraid of it. Okay, and they're realizing.
I don't fear it. Is that I just disagree with
you? You fear going through it. Okay, you know it's going to come in the end. Okay, just like you know the rapture was getting to the end without getting through the middle, and this is the middle. Okay, that's all the rapture is.
I am a Yahwist. Through and through.
I'm not asking you to be ashamed of that in any way. You went through hell in jail, and I know you did. Okay, yes, you did, and I admire you. So you could have gone exactly the opposite direction. You could have ignored the truth. Okay, that's why you're a warrior, dude. That's why you're great. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe in Yahweh 100%.
Hey, guys, we got two other callers here.
His strength. So, well, Yahweh bless, and I'll talk to you later.
Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yep.
All righty. Gary in California, or Elka, whoever's on the phone.
This is Gary Elka sitting over there listening to us. When I was listening to, I forget his name.
Phil.
This fellow.
Phil.
Mm-hmm. Phil.
Phil.
Oh, Phil. Phil. He seems to be well-read, that's for sure. But the problem I was having with him is, I might tell him, it seems like he was traveling through time and space. He was going everywhere. You know, in other words, it was
chronological. The same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. Okay. This is simple. All you need to remember. Okay. It says you come to me as a child. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it says. So you don't overcomplicate it. When you're born, when you're a white man or a white woman, you'll always go to a white woman. You could put a nigger, a chink, whatever it is. You're always going to go to the white woman. Unfortunately, any of the other ones are probably going to go to her too. Okay. Because they know what she is. That's the problem.
Well, here's the problem that I sort of had with trying to follow you is what it comes down to, is I agreed with everything you said, but all of a sudden you lead me here, and all of a sudden, boop, it's cut off for over here. And you see, what I'm hearing is the black man does what he wants to, but you're saying he does it in fear. And what he does, it looks like he's sticking in our face, you know.
This is putting it in your face.
And that's just what's happening.
Exactly.
And the white woman eventually, she feels ashamed. Now, I lived in a black neighborhood. And I'm going to tell you, they're not nice like everybody thinks they are. They're racist.
Of course. See, here's the thing. Have you ever heard of a black man ever apologizing or thanking a white man for freeing them from slavery? No. Why? Because if they free them from slavery, they consider that an act of weakness. See, the only thing they see is raw power. That's the only thing they recognize is raw power. Okay. And that's all they recognize because they're bestial. Okay, they don't think of in any other terms than that. And so if you release them and you allow them to live here, okay, then you're a wimp, you know, because they know who they are and they're going to go after your women. Okay, that's what it is.
They should have been sent back to Africa, as far as I'm concerned. But I wasn't there. I don't have power to do that.
They will be here very shortly. Okay, this is to strengthen you, not to weaken you. Okay, they're going to because you see you hate it. They don't. That's why they go after your white women. Okay, I get black women come after me like roaches. Okay, I mean I can get a black woman instantaneously, okay? In fact, they had a black woman in my office, okay? And she said, "You only want your own kind, don't you?" And I looked over and said, "Took you long enough. I didn't have to say anything, okay?" Because she was, like, trying to flirt with me and everything else because she knows her days are numbered, okay? And she's terrified of that, see? And it's all raw power. Okay, you don't have to go to church. You just have to look in the mirror. When I was young, I didn't look in the mirror because I was ashamed of myself, okay? You know, I felt like I had glasses, you know, I was kind of a nerdy looking dude. Okay. You know, I'm ready to go out there and kick some really serious butt. I am. And all we were doing is coming up with some sort of excuse that this guy's doing this or this guy's doing that. Okay. And it's all you have on the internet. It's conspiracy this. I don't care about the deep state and I don't care about your prostate. I don't. Okay. I only care that you get up and fight for yourself. That's it. I love you, brother. Okay. I believe in you.
Okay.
You believe in yourself. Okay. Okay.
Yep. Let's hear.
The only reason that I have gone through all the things with Pastor Dan and what have you to learn who I am, and when I found that out, all of a sudden a lot of the fear left because I already know where they're going. I know where I'm going.
Because,
and, of course,
know.
I get arguments with other people on this, but I don't care. You know, that's their problem, not mine. But I'm old now.
I know.
So
I'm 50. I'm not 25 anymore. You know?
Well, I'm now 26 years beyond that.
Could, okay. Could you hold on? I'm going to get some water. My mouth is about as dry as a desert.
Well, we got another caller. Let's hear what Doug in Arkansas has got to say. Go ahead, Doug.
Arkansas.
Hello. Hey. Hello, brothers. Yahweh bless and praise Yahweh.
Praise
His
Yahweh.
Name.
You bet.
Praise His Son. Praise His Word. Here's two things I want to mention. Number one, I got over fear a long time ago, so anybody that tells me that I'm being manipulated by fear, they might be speaking for somebody else, but they're not speaking for me. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is I appreciate Phil and everything he said until the last part there when he's saying we're all being manipulated by fear. Let me finish, please. Can I finish, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I know what fear is, and I've been in street fighting things for many years in my younger life, and being a what might be called a master martial artist, I don't fear. I don't think I can win every fight or that kind of thing. But I just don't fear because the opposite of fear is peace. And one of the promises that our Heavenly Father gave us, and actually it's a commandment, that we are supposed to have
You're
peace.
You're supposed to...
Let me finish, please. I'll be short here. We're supposed to claim His peace upon us.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have His peace upon you, you can't have fear. Now, and then the last thing I want to say is there's a very important issue in this. I can understand your... I don't know who's cutting in there, if it's Phil or whomever, but the thing is when it comes to anxiety or fear in warfare, which we are engaged in at least two realms, the thing is we learn from the Old Testament that when Israel went off half cocked, and you know what that means, they lost because they didn't wait for the Father's okay. So I have nothing to argue with you against what we need to do, except that we need to wait for the Father's okay. That's my second part of this.
Define that for me, please.
When
define what that means.
That means when He gives the okay.
Define
that
it.
I am trying to. That means getting revelation by somebody. Like, for instance, we have Pastor Dan, who's Commander Dan. So if he were my commander and he was getting word from Yahweh, then I'd be waiting on his command. And so I'd be believing in his getting his ability and relationship with the Father to get the command to do these things you're promoting. And until I got that, or myself, or Pastor Steve, anybody else, or when it's self-evident. In other words, if I'm it chooses to try to assault me, well, I don't need anybody's approval then. But when we're talking about a wholesale thing of going after whomever as our enemy or the threat, I'm not going to engage in that unless I get some type of revelation from a higher power that I know this is okay. Because once you pull that trigger, you ain't putting that sheath back, that knife back in the sheath. That's my opinion.
Hey, sir, before you keep rambling, let me ask you this, okay?
I'm not rambling. I'm making points.
Perhaps he's speaking through me. Have you ever considered that just for a second? Okay? Do you want some goddamn light coming out in the sky or something to wake you up? Okay?
Yeah, but I don't
what the hell
know
is gonna,
you.
Look,
I don't know
sir,
you.
Stop your damn rambling. Okay?
I'm not rambling.
Who is Monica Schaefer? Who is she? Monica Schaefer is a woman who wants to be the mother of her race. She's in prison in Germany, in Europe, in occupied Europe. Okay? She's got a silver hair. She used to be a hippie, okay? She's like the princess in the bell tower that you ever dream about when you're a kid, okay? That's what she is. It's a classic example. If you don't see that, you're blind.
See, what we listen to is the Bible, what it has to say.
Do you think God is limited to 66 books, sir? Do you think he's limited to that?
Yes.
Do you think that's the only thing in the world there is, and you have to repeat it over and over and over again?
Yes.
How many times do you have to go through the same goddamn thing? And if some dumbass tells me that God is gay, he's a dumb shit. Okay? It's whatever the hell you want it to mean. If you want it to mean the divine being, sure. If it's Yahweh, sure. If it's Zeus, sure. Okay? It's whatever the hell you want it to mean. Do you have to sit there and read the damn book over and over again to get it? Okay?
Pastor Dan.
Go ahead.
Pastor Dan, I just wanted to tell Phil that, you know, I've enjoyed everything he's had to say. Like I said, he's well studied. But there's one of the things that the 66 books that he's talking about really puts in front of us at all times, and that's called humility. You know, we all.
I mean, how much humility do we need? How much humility do we need? We're constantly beating ourselves to death, and you're waiting for somebody else to do something. You're just waiting for this all-powerful thing to do. Do you want to be enslaved, or you want to be a king? Okay? Christ said that he is King of Kings.
Yeah, he's King of Kings. That means he's king over me, so that must be that I am his slave or his servant.
Now, yeah, yes, exactly. Why do you think I've been going through hell for 50 years?
Well, that's
because
true.
I know I'm his servant, even though I'm feeling like a slave.
That's true.
I've been alone as you can be. I've been alone, okay, and I haven't found a white
kingdom,
man.
When you enter his kingdom, you know, you're stepping outside of this worldly kingdom, and things are going to happen. But he's telling you, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to be treated like crap.
Yeah, and when you're a warrior and you know that you're going to heaven, no matter what you do, that's why we're the best damn warriors on the planet. That's why we could kick ass to any one of these darkies that we want to.
Well,
because we know who our God is, and we know where we're going. That's our spirit, you understand? That's why we're so great. That's why we have the greatest civilization on Earth.
You shared with us your abilities as a karate type, one of those deals. You know,
it's
and I'm
the
like,
mind that matters.
Huh? I can't, but anyway.
I'm not asking you to do the fighting. I'm not asking you to go out there and kick butt.
I'm a retired professional fighter.
I understand that.
Okay. Hey, guys, you got less than 2 minutes. You got less than 2 minutes.
Thank you, Pastor. The only thing about being a professional fighter is I think to myself, why do I do that? It's not good for you, getting hit in the head and all that stuff. You know, that's pretty stupid. You know, I already got problems with intelligence without having somebody else do that. But it shows you that's the growth period that you were talking about that I was following at one time in there when you're born as a baby and all that. You know, so we've grown in this or developed in this particular body. And then so there's more coming. And like you said before, you know, the blacks and you talked about the woman who was ashamed of herself. I've had some of the same experiences. And a woman that has black children, She you can never get along with her. Never. Because she's ugly in the inside. She knows what she did is not right. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes on. But I really enjoyed you. And I hope to hear you some more on some of this stuff. Because but Doug in Arkansas, great guy. He's a great guy. So
everybody on EFR, I love. Every single one. Every one of you. Okay? And I'm not, and believe me, I am not the one to go out and fight. I'd get my butt kicked. Okay? I would. This is not, it is a cause, whether you're in the back line or the front line. It's all about one thing. And that's
One thing I wanted to tell you about. You see a black man, or they're not called men, they're just blacks, black male, and a white woman together, and you'll go do a thumbs down as you're walking by him, he'll come up and he'll want to hit you. Because they recognize what is going on. You know,
it's brute force.
You spotted me. And that's what they're thinking. You spotted me. And you don't like what I'm doing. That's right, I don't.
30 seconds, guys. 30 seconds.
Okay, and she's a whore, and that's all there is. She's a whore. I don't know what to call him. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He's conquering her. He's using her as his trophy wife. That's his trophy wife.
That's all right.
I see.
Yep. We're out of time, guys. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody, for being
here. Yep. God bless to all of you. Hope to hear from
all of you. Okay.
God bless.
Help everybody on EFR.
Bill again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.